Nitzot Rosnas, Parshas Emor.
Morning. This week is Parshas Emor, which is a parsha of the Koyanim. There's mainly four major points in the parsha. I want to try and speak a little bit about each one of them. The first part of the parsha we all know from the laning is the... Can you hear me? Yeah? Okay. So, okay. We're starting with the what a kohen can become tomei for, the shiva kroivim, and then what women he can marry, kohen gadol. So that's first discusses the kohenim. After that, it discusses mumim, blemishes, say by the kohen, say we mustn't be makriv mum. And then we got the moyadim, the long parsha of the moyadim, and the last bit is about the megadif. Megadif, which you have a little bit before, and is mentioned, the menorah and the lechem aponim. But these are the four things. So I heard a nice vault brought from the Avnei Nezer on the Koyan, on the beginning of the parsha, on the Tumah of Koyanim. Gishmak vault. He says like this. He says, how come, if we can ask how come on the Torah, everything's Gezeras HaKosov. He says, how come a Koyan is allowed to become Tomei to his Shiva Kroivim, to his father, mother, brother, sister, wife, son, daughter, and a Nazir can't. A Nazir cannot become Tomei to anyone. You want to answer? So one second, let's explain the question. Don't tell me that a Nazir is a little bit more Chomu, because the Chura Kohen is a bit more Kodesh, because a Nazir could be short, it could be a 30-day Kedusha, a Kohen is forever. Kedusha, so the Chuva, a Kohen is a little bit higher than a Nozir. So how come a Kohen can become Tomei to Shiva Kroivim and a Nozir can't? Yes, so what would you like to say?
Yeah. Because a Nozir is taking it on himself. He knows what he's left in himself.
Oh, very good.
But Kohen is, we don't give it a because it's too
difficult. Okay. No, it's good. Is this your Svar or you heard this Svar before? You heard it, okay. Very good, no, he's saying it. A little bit different what he's saying, very good. He says like this: it's the Avnei Nezer. Yeah, it comes from Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was a Sochet Shavu Rov. He says that a Kohen gets his kedusha from his family. A Kohen gets his kedusha from his family. So the way he says it, he says he got his kuna from his father. Yeah, from his family. Mishpachas kuna. It's a family thing. The kuna. And imagine now he's getting the kuna from them, and he won't become Tomei to them. It's not right. Whereas a Nozir gets his kedusha from himself. A Nazir didn't get anything from his family. He decided himself, he took upon himself to shteig, to become a Nazir. So therefore that Kedusha, he doesn't need to become Tomei to his family. And he says, according to that, it's very good why a Kohen Gadol can't become Tomei to his family. Because a Kohen Gadol took it from himself. He was a Kohen from his family, but now he had Milas and he worked on himself and he became a Kohen Gadol from his own Milas. So he cannot, on this Kedusha, causes him not to become Tomei to his family. It's a sweet little vault, but a bit of a tam. But Lemaisa, it goes a bit deeper, because in Parshas Pinchos, let's say this, the Shem Yishmuel, who was the son of the Avnei Nezer, yeah, we all know the Shem Yishmuel, on the Parsha, he's the one who brings this vault down. I didn't see it inside the Shem Yishmuel, so he probably delves into it a bit more, to these two. Sometimes you're doing things, you're doing Avodas Hashem from your own accord, and sometimes you're building on the past, you've got your families. So in Parshas Pinchos, he became a Kohen at the end of the 40 years, right? The whole parasha of Pinchos with Bilam and the Baal Peor was at the end of the 40 years. Now his father Elazar was already a Kohen from the beginning of the middle, right? At the beginning of the 40 years. So why was he not a Kohen? He got a brocha. He didn't know. So Rashi asked the question, as far as I remember. Sha'afa bishak kvar nitno kohuna lezaro shel Aaron. They were already koyanim. Lo nitno elo la'aron ulevonov shenim shechu imoy. It was only given to them and to their children who will be born later. Now Pinchas was already born. Pinchas was alive when Elazar became a Kohen. So he wasn't yet a Kohen. So Hashem waited. He wasn't yet a Kohen. So Rashi doesn't stress this out, but I saw in Sfarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Pinchas to become a Kohen from his own accord, he's self-deserving to be a Kohen. Hashem didn't make him a Kohen. Hashem knew that he's going to, in the end of the 40 years, he'll deserve it himself. And Hashem waited, didn't make him a Kohen. He was waiting for 40 years, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a Kohen. Now what does it say about Pinchas? It says in the Gemara and Yuma, I think that all the Kohenim Gedolim, in the Bais Rishon and maybe also in the Bais Sheni, were all from Pinchas. So we see that the Kohen Gadol needs to have this chelek that it comes from his own avodah. That is what Kohen Gadol is. A Kohen stam is a kuna which comes from our fathers, which is a moyodik maila to build on our fathers' milas. But a Kohen Gadol is his own self avodah. So this vote of the Avnei Nezer is very good. The Taka Kohen Gadol can't become tomei to his family, whereas a Kohen can become tomei to his family. That's a nice vote from the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shova Rov. Was he a Rov or a Rebbe? Sochet Shova Rov is known as, no? So let's move on. The next parsha is about mumim in Parshas Emor. Mumim. So it speaks about the koyanim cannot have a mum. So there is a question that the psukim repeat the word mum quite a lot, and they say, "Kol ish asher mum asher boy mum, ki kol ish asher boy mum lo yikrov." And he goes through the list of mumim. Can't be blind, he can't have a shever yad. Now this is a post like this. Kol ish asher boy mum, any person who has a mum, mizer aaron a kohen lo yigash, he shouldn't come near lehakriv, as this is Hashem. Mum boy, he's got a mum in him, es lechem eloikov lo yigash lehakriv. So why is the post repeating itself? It says, kol ish asher boy mum, lo yigash, mum boy lo yakriv. And why does it change us? It starts off asher boy mum, and then it ends off mum boy. So the Ritvaz brought down, this is brought down in the Chazon Yecheskel. The Chazon Yecheskel, Zubchatzkel Abramsky, as far as I remember, he married the granddaughter of the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz was a big, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Ritvaz moved at the end of his life to Eretz Yisrael. No. So he brings a vote from the Ritvaz. It's a Choshev Yisoy to know. He says that really, the mumim, yeah, the whole thing that koyanim can't serve Hashem with a can't be koyanim, can't serve Hashem with a mum. He says that really when there is we know there is ramach ivorim in a person's body. He says just like there is a ramach ivorim in the goof, there is ramach ivorim in the neshama. The neshama has ramach ivorim. Like a person, you've got your eyes, so you've got your neshama dika eyes. You've got a deeper, and. And he says, when someone is choyter, when someone has a chet in a certain aver, let's say he uses his feet to go to a good place, then he becomes lame in his neshama, in his neshama. If he looks at bad places, he becomes blind in his neshama dika eyes. He damages his neshama dika aver, the neshama chelik of the aver. So he says, in their days when there was more kedusha in Klal Yisrael, then if someone was going around with a mum, it showed that there was a certain blemish in his ruchnius, in that mum, whatever it may be. He had a broken foot, it meant that he was poigim in that aver. He was poigim in that aver. That's why we have ramach ivorim kenegeda, we have ramach aseis, right? Ramach aseis to fix up, to keep that aver. And therefore, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Baalei mumim, it's not so much because of the physical blemish, but because of the ruchniyistika blemish that they have, that it shows on that aver. So he says, that's what the pasuk is saying. Sorry?
If they were born like that.
If they were born like that, yeah. Good question. Maybe they have to work on that chelek. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably only a tam. It's only a tam. Because, I mean, the pasuk pshat is that it's not covered to serve the king, someone who we send to the king, the people who are Baalei mumim. But he says, it's not chayezer. But he says, this is what the pasuk hints to over here. Kol ish asher boy mum, whoever has a mum, a physical mum, mizera aaron hakoyen lo yigash leakev, he shouldn't come near to serve Hashem. Mum boy, he has a mum in him. Mumboy means in him, in a man, because the man is more the ruchni is the command. Mumboy. That's the purpose. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares is because he wants you to want, it shows that there's a Mumboy, there's something over there that he has to fix. Now, I remember that I was thinking on the way over here, can shtel through to this. This lotion of Mumboy always refers to something more essential, more intrinsic. I think in Parshas Shlach, where does it speak about the Avera of the Korban of Avodah Zorah? If I'm not mistaken, it's Parshas Shlach. So the Meshech Chochma says, the Pasuk says that we bring when we do Avodah Zorah, we bring a soil, a different chatos. Oh, yeah. So it speaks about, it brings a common chat, it speaks that about in Parshas Vayikra. In Parshas Shlach, it discusses, the Chisid Yolah says, Kol HaMitzvos, it speaks about the chet of Avodah Zorah. You bring a different common for Avodah Zorah. V'im Nefesh Achas? Oh, so the Parsha ends off, Avoy no bo. So the Meshech Chochma explains that the chet of Avodah Zorah is different to other Averis. Other Averis, when a person has a Psa Taiva, and he does Avera, he eats something forbidden or whatever, then it's not essentially him. He had a Taiva. But when a person is choit about Avodah Zorah, it shows that his whole mind is crooked. Yeah, Avodah Zorah is a chet in a thought. It's Avoy no bo. That's how he learns out Avoy no bo. So you see, when we use a Loshen, Avoy no bo, like by us, Mumboy, we are speaking about an intrinsic person, in the essential in his whole personality, in his whole neshomadika person. Anyway, it's something important to know. There's always two parts in the body, and we would do the Ramach mitzvah saseh to be mechazek the Ramach evorim. And in fact, I once heard that why do we have Ramach evorim and Shasa gidim? So we have Shasa mitzvah saseh 365 connected the sinew. What they call the sinews? The sinews. Now the sinews, why is it like that? That the mitzvah saseh are connected the limbs, and the mitzvah lois saseh are connected the sinews. So I once understood, it's very, very nice, that the body is made up of limbs. And what are the sinews? The sinews are wherever you have a joint, you have a sinew, like strings, to hold the two bones together. That's what the sinews are. They come out of the flesh, and they connect the two limbs together. So you have the limbs of a body, and then you have the sinews holding up the body, keeping it in place. But they're not really essentially the body. That's what the gidim are. So to the mitzvahs, I say, and the mitzvahs, lois say, the mitzvahs, I say, make us up. They're the ones that make us up. The lois, I say, is keep us in place. So that's why that's connected the sinews. So that's what the person has now. This is the vote from the Ritvaz. Vaita in the parasha is the Moyadim. The parasha of the Moyadim. So the Moyadim nagia to us nowadays is the Oimer. The Spisa speaks about the Korban Oimer and the Sfiras Oimer. And to bring that, this is a famous vote, but it's a very important point to know that there's a unique thing, there's something very unique about the Korban Oimer. Normally we just call it a Korban Oilo and a Korban Mincha and a Korban Shlomim, Minchas Marcheshes, or whatever it might be. We're describing the type of Korban that we're bringing. When it comes to Oimer, Korban Oimer, what does it mean Oimer? Oimer is a measurement. So imagine we call it the Korban HaKilo. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. So why is the Korban called Korban Oimer? Minchas Oimer. Minchas Oimer. So I saw brought down that what's meramez to is, well, let's first read out the Sforno. The Sforno says that the Inyan of Korban Oimer was, at that time, it was all the Chag HaKotzil, right? The Shavuos is Chag HaKotzil. So we start the Kotzil from Pesach, from the right, the second of Pesach. We weren't allowed to do any Ktzira till you're Kotzil the Oimer. Then you start the Kotzil and you end off by Shavuos. You have 49 days of doing the Ktzira. So the Sforno says, very nice Sforno, could I just sit inside? It says, HaKol Me'inyan Chag HaNikra Chag HaKotzil. Because the Torah puts all of them together. The Korban Oimer, Sfiras Oimer, and then Shavuos. When you bring the Bikurim, when you finish your Sfira. Hoyo Oimer Hoido Ala Oviv. The Oimer, the Korban Oimer that we bought on Pesach is the Oido on the Oviv. Oviv means the first produce, when we go and cutting out that. We start with our produce, the first ones, the ones that are already ripe, the first. That's what the Korban Oimer is a toido on. Kemakriv bikuri asod elebainim. Like a person who would be working in his field, or he's got a shay in a field, the first fruit he gives to the bainim. So that's what we are doing. When we are bringing the first ketira, we bring it to Hashem. We are showing that we are now about to do the ketira to bring our wheat in, to bring all our produce in. The first one comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you bring a korban with the oimer? Because the oimer had, it was wheat, yeah? Sorry, it wasn't wheat, it was barley. And with it we bring a keves. Why we bring a keves? The korban that comes with it is ketfila ala osid. We are thanking Hashem for the produce, and we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the korban, with the sheep, or whatever they were bringing over there, the keves, I think it was. We're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us, for the next 49 days, he should give us a tzlocha with the ketzira, and he should take it grow good. The hoyo asfira, what about the counting? The counting is zikoroin letfila yom yom. When we are doing sfira sa'oimer, we are remembering the korban oimer every day now, for the 49 days of cutting, we are remembering that we are davening to Hashem the korban, we are remembering it every day. So this is what's going on. Every time when we do sfira sa'oimer, we are remembering the korban, that our kotzir comes from Hashem, and we are davening to Hashem. Hoyo chaga kotzir, and the shavuos, the chaga kotzir, is hoido atuva kotzir. That at the end, it's hoido on the 49 days that we had a good ketzira. So that it's a whole package. It starts with the oimer, sfiras oimer, and then it ends off with the korban hoido, which he says, the korban hoido, we bought the shtei halechem. The shtei halechem is like the korban toido. When you do a korban toido, you bring a korban with lechem. So to the shtei halechem that we bought with the shtei kvosim on shavuos, it was like a korban toido. The korban toido on the kotzir. So now, with this phone, it was a korban toido, so I still brought down that the korban ha-oimer is a remez. Where else do we have oimer in the Torah? Remember, we say oimer la-gulgoyles, by the mon. Oh, by the mon. By the mon, we say oimer la-gulgoyles. What did it mean, oimer? They got the measurement, each person got a measurement of oimer. Because by the mon, it says that, well, however much you collected, what you collected, more or less, you always got the oimer. Because the oimer showed an amount that's specifically what you need. It's a gemara in Eruvin. It says, Mikan Omu, the Gemara says about the Oimer, by the Mon, Mikan Omu, Ho'oichel b'midazu, someone who eats this amount of Oimer, Hareize bori umavarch, that's healthy and blessed. That's the right amount to have in your stomach. Pochos Mikan, less than this, Mekulkul b'me'ayim. It's too little for your stomach. If you eat too little, your stomach can't deal with it. Yeah, be careful, when you diet, don't eat too little. Yeah? Yoiser mikan areize ravton. If you eat more than the oimer, then you're ravton. You're greedy. So you see that the oimer was a very specific measure. They got exactly what they needed. And on Erev Shabbos, they got two, because on Shabbos they couldn't get. It was everything. Oimer, the lesson of the oimer was exactly what you needed. Sorry?
It wasn't more than an oimer, so they couldn't have been greedy.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. But it's the Gemara learns from there that always, in our daily lives, we should eat the oimer. That's the shir that we should have. I don't know what the shir is. But the... So the oimer, the lesson of the oimer was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supplying us exactly what we need. Not more, not less. Exactly on the time it came to the person, exactly according to his needs. So therefore this is also the limud of the korban oimer. The korban oimer which we bring, which I saw brought in a sefer taka, that the first time they brought korban oimer was when the mon stopped. They came to us, the mon stopped and it's now korban oimer. So you see that the korban oimer has a connection with the mon, the oimer of the mon. What we are showing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's now korban chag ha-kotzir. It's now we're bringing our produce in, and we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are saying, all your food, all our food, we worked hard for it, but it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're getting exactly what we need. This is what we're showing. We, as much effort as a person puts into his produce, and he thinks he'll make more and more, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him exactly what he needs. There is a Gemara that says, I think it's a Gemara, a Medrash, that says, "Kol mi sheyesh lo imachal hayoyim, ve'oimer ma oichal mocho." Whoever has food today, and he says, "What will I eat tomorrow?" Hareize mikatnei amon, mikatnei amon, mikatnei amon. He lacks his in his amun. He's on a lower level of amun. So Pashtus, you say, it's because he says, "What will I eat tomorrow?" Yeah. But the Bale Musar on Medayek, that the Gemara says, "Call me whoever has food today." Why do I need to know that he has food today? If he has food today, and he says, what will I have tomorrow? Then he lacks in his emunah. What's pshat? So I heard, Vodan, the Bala Musa say, that no, the lack of emunah is in the eating today. Because the person has to realize, he's eating today, he thinks to himself, I have food today, it's my food, I worked hard for it. What will I have tomorrow? He doesn't realize that today's food is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should realize if you live that today's food is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me tomorrow. So, כל מי שיש לו מאכל היום, he has food today. ואוימה מאכל למוחה, אני אסור אולי איתם, הרי זה מקטני אמונה, because then he sees the whole eating today also as a lack of emunah. So that's the lesson of the oimer, that we have to know that every day of our collecting of our wheat, you had this Sfiras Oimer. Remember the Sfiras Oimer, that we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us specifically what we need, and that stems with the Sforno, that we remember the tefillah that we did with the Korban Oimer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should carry on giving us. So let's move on to... I didn't waste time. Okay, just... okay. At the end of the Moyadim, it says right away. First of all, it speaks about the menorah, which I heard once. It's a remez to Chanukah, because the Moyadim, you have all the Moyadim, and it's a remez to Chanukah right after it. After that, you have the Lechem Aponim, the parsha of Lechem Aponim. So why is that connected to the Moyadim? Right after that, you have the Lechem Aponim, and then from the Lechem Aponim came the Megadiv. But so what was the unique thing about Lechem Aponim that the Gemara says that he used to take out the Lechem Aponim and show it to the Oile Regel, Ra'u chibaschem lifnei amokoim, kesidurei kach silukoi. It was still warm. 7 days later, they put the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. They made baked 12 breads and they put them on Shabbos, and then they took it off 7 days later. So they still saw the 7 days later, it was still warm, it was still fresh. So I heard of all that Pshat is, well, the remez over here is that after the Moyadim are a once a year event. But the person has to learn, the limit of the Moyadim is the Kesilukoi Kach Siduroi, the same Chizuk that you got in the Moyadim, the same brand, the Slivus that you had in whatever Moyadim will be. We had the Pesach now. We got the Chizuk, the Pesach, the Geula. We've got to carry it on with us, like the Lechem Aponim, the freshness state. Kesilukoi Kach Siduroi. You got to take the freshness with you, take the heat with you, take the Chamimus with you throughout the year. That's the limit of the Lechem Aponim. The Chofetz Chaim said a bit of a joke. He said, the Pasuk says, Shulim beveis Hashem, bechatzreis Eloheinu yafrichu. Opposite the whole Pasuk. Shulim, they are planted in a house of Hashem, and bechatzreis Eloheinu yafrichu, they will blossom in the house of Hashem. So the Chofetz Chaim said, he said that Shulim beveis Hashem, that when you planted in a house of Hashem, you could be very well planted. When you're there in the Beis Medrash, you're learning well, you're davening well, you're getting a chizuk. Or but sometimes it's when you get to the chatzrois, when you get to the courtyard already, then you yafrichu, it all flies away. So you have to be careful to hold on to it even later. And there's a posuk by Izevel. Izevel, the wife of Achov. So after the whole story that Eliyahu Anovi took the two porim and he made a big chizuk in Klal Yisrael and everyone shouted out, Hashem u'elekim, Hashem u'elekim. So he didn't win the war. Izevel sent a message to him, I'm going to get you. I'm going to take revenge on you. So the passage that she says, Ko'es mochol, at this time tomorrow, enkoim, I'll take revenge on you. It's a passage in Melachim Aleph. So why did she say mochol? Why mochol? Why did she say, I'll take revenge? Why is she telling mochol? So I heard the word, what she was saying is, yeah, that now everyone's got a chizuk, yeah, now everyone got a chizuk from your two polim, and they said, Hashem u'elikim. But mocho, when it wears off, when it wears down, that's when I'll get you. I'll get it won't last forever, and I'll get you. Ka'ez mocho, I'll take my revenge on you. That's what happened there with Izevel. Okay, there was Parshas Moyadim. Then we had the Lechem Aponim. Now, from the Lechem Aponim came the Megadef. What happens? Rashi says that he saw the Parshas Lechem upon him, and he was, according to one pshat, Rashi brings a few pshatim, he saw the Lechem upon him, and he was mezalzel. He was mezalzel in the Lechem upon him. He said that, is this the way that a king has in his palace a 7-day-old bread? This is how it is. And I heard, well, I once heard the whole shmuz from a Rav in Yerushalayim, from Rosh Yeshiva. He said that it shows you how a person can look at things into it's an amazing nest. This is Ruchi Baschem. And the Megadev came out of this because he didn't want to see the good in things, so he saw Fakert. He saw the bad. We can always see, a person can judge always things in two ways. But anyway, that's how he came out. But Lemaisi he came, and it says that he was Noikev. This is Mekalel, it says, Vayekalel. Vayikov ben Oisha Yisraeli says Hashem Vayekalo. Rashi says a loshen Vayikov Vegidev. He came out. So Rashi brings a pshat that he was a son, like the Torah says, he was the son of the Mitzri. He was the son of the Mitzri that Moshe killed. So he never had a father. He only had a Yiddish mother. He didn't have a father. So he came to Shevet Don. He said, she's from Don. He came to Shevet Don and he wanted to put down his tent over there. So they told him, you decide the Shevet according to the father. You don't have a father. So he went to the Beis Din of Moshe. And Moshe said, they're right. You can't go to Shevet Don. Then where are you going to put you? But you can't be in Shevet Don. So he got out of Beis Din and he cursed. So the question is, why did he curse Hashem? You know, when someone has a psataina in a Beis Din, he goes and he blames the Dayan. Why did he come out and he curses Hashem? What's the Shaychus? So the Zemoyodik Daskeinim, says the Daskeinim, and this is another dig. The Pasuk says, Es Hashem. He cursed Hashem. Why does it say, Es Hashem? Hey, Shin Mem. You should have said, he cursed Aleph Dalet, yeah? It says, or Yud Kevo, it says, he cursed Es Hashem, the name. So it says the Daskeinim, because they told him, he said, who is my father? So they told him, you're Ben Ish Mitzri. The Pasuk says, Ben Ish Mitzri. Who am Mitzri Shehorag Moshe? Said the Daskenim, who is your father? Your father is the Mitzvah, the Moshe killed. Moshe killed. How did Moshe kill? With the Shem Hashem. So he cursed the Shem Hashem. His Torah started from the Shem Hashem, so he cursed the Shem. That's the Shaykh. The Daskenim, could I just see inside? The Daskenim, I think, is much earlier. In the Bali Tosfos. Okay, very good. Yeah, so just to finish off, so like this, I wanted to speak something to say a bit about Sfira Soimer and Shavuos. I've got to turn to. Okay, very good. So, how long? I could take half an hour. Okay, let's see. We have to understand in Shavuos, how do we connect the Oimer to Matan Torah? Yeah, so we said that the Oimer is all about the Tvua, and we're thanking Hashem, and he's looking after us, exactly what we need. That's the lesson of the Oimer. How is that the Shaychus to Matan Torah? How is the Shaychus to Matan Torah? Yeah, Chag Shavuos is a Matan Torah saying. So obviously, the Poshet of Shad, and that is the Emes of Shad, it says, HaKos HaTorah, because Baruch is looking after us, so we accept His Torah. Oh, but what's the whole thing that it sounds like we are counting 7 weeks? 7 weeks, and from that comes Matan Torah. After we finish 7 weeks, from that comes Matan Torah. So there's another idea over here that stems with the Poshet Pshat as well, but it's another dimension. We said from the Sforno and that the Oimer and that is all to do with the Chag HaKotzev. We thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us and He gives us our parnosa. It's a Chag of parnosa. It's a time of parnosa. It's a time when a Yid is busy with his parnosa. Shavuos is Matan Torah. What do the two have to do with each other? So they say in this forum that Chag Shavuos, and in a way Pesach and Shavuos are very different. Let's compare it to Sukkot. Then it brings out a point about Shavuos. It says by Shavuos, it says that Hakom Moedim Deba'in Nachem. Yeah, there's always a shayla. Machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua, whether it could be kuloi lachem or kuloi lachem. But everyone is moide that on Shavuos you've got to have also the boino nami lachem. You need also lachem. Atzeres boi lachem. So Shavuos is different. It's different to. Okay, let's not talk about Pesach, but legabi Sukkos. Maybe you'll say it in Azar Shpach. I don't know who says this, but there's a zog that they say from Sukkos, from one of the Hasidic Sforim, that Sukkos is a time when we go out of our daily life and we go into our Kodesh Baruch Hu Sukkah. Pesach, and in that way Shavuos is connected to Pesach, Pesach is a time when we bring our Kodesh Baruch Hu into our house. Which means, in other words, Sukkos is a very high level. We are stepping out of our normal daily life, we go and live a Sukkah Sarai, we go into our Kodesh Baruch Hu's house. Pesach is fakert. We are living in our own life, in our own house, but we're bringing Hashem into our house. That was the Geula, that's the... So Shavuos, in the same way, Shavuos, Hakol Moedim Deboino Nami Lochem, Shavuos is also connected to Pesach in that way, and it's not like Sukkot. The Shavuos is a time that we're busy with our lives, but we're keeping the Torah. Because really what Torah is really a guidebook, as holy as Torah is a guidebook with mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs and averus, what to do, what not to do, what to eat, what not to eat, who to marry, who not to marry, how to deal, how to behave in our own daily lives. So Torah is really as man, Shavuos is as man, when we get the Torah, it's as man when it's really negeya to our daily lives. That's what the Torah is. So in that way, if we can understand this, the connection of the Oimer, of the Sfiras Oimer, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us our Parnosa to the Zman Matan Torah, is like this. When a person is busy with his Parnosa, yeah, he's busy with his business, that's really what a person is, that's really very symbolic of what we're busy with our whole life. Yeah, Odom Le'omol Yulod, Bezeh Asapecha Techalem, what are we busy with our whole life? We're busy thinking of the next meal. We finish with that meal, we think about the next one. We're busy the whole time with Parnosa. And that's what the Oimer is. The Oimer is showing that even in our Parnosa, even when we're busy with our Parnosa, but it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch. Yeah, that's what the Oimer is. It's all that, the lesson of the Oimer. HaKadosh Baruch is the one who's giving us. Not like a goy thinks that his Parnosa is his work. Rather we're understanding that all our Parnosa, all our toil, all our effort, what we are busy with 24 hours, is all from HaKadosh Baruch. So there is a vote from the Chasam Sofer, a more deeper vote. It's a bit of a deeper vote, but he says, the pasuk says about the Sfira Soimer that we make Shavuos, and he says we say Mimochas HaShabbos, right? We all remember the machlokes between the Tzdukim and the Tamir Chomi. They said that what is Mochas HaShabbos? Is Mochas HaShabbos Pesach or is Mochas HaShabbos? We hold it's Pesach, and they hold it's the Shabbos Chol HaMoed. That's when we start counting. So the Ramban already asks Zayda. So we learn the Mochas HaShabbos refers to the first Yom Tov of Pesach. But how are you going to explain the last one? It says Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShvi'is. Bishleim at the first Shabbos is Svartam Lochem Mimochas HaShabbos. That means the Yom Tov of Pesach is called Shabbos. But what is Mimochas HaShabbos HaShvi'is? The 49th day is not a Shabbos. Dafka, yeah, it could be this year. It's a Sunday, right? No, sorry. This year, Pungzit is Shabbos, right? This year, Pungzit is Shabbos. But normally, it could be a Tuesday, it could be a Wednesday. So why is it called Mimochas HaShabbos HaShvi'is? And another vote, says the Chasam Sofer, the Apostle calls it Beshovu Oiseichem. You bring the Korban Beshovu Oiseichem. Why does it say Beshovu Oiseichem? So the Chasam Sofer Zokta Moyer Dikazach, could be it's a famous vote. But it makes us think, what we're basically doing in the Sfira Sa'oimer, we are creating our own weeks. That's what we're doing, right? We're counting days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, and then we're saying Hayom Shavuah. What we're basically doing is we're creating a week. And there's something unique about a week. Yeah, you've got a day, you've got a month, you've got a year. What's unique about the week is the week doesn't really have... We made up the week, yeah? We made up the week. The person needs 6 days, it's Taker Shabbos, but the Goyim also have it. The person needs to work 6 days and rest a week and start again. And rest Shabbos. Rest Sunday or Saturday, whatever it may be. But the week, the whole essence of a week, the time span of a week, is something which we make up. So here, what we are really doing in Sfira Soimer is we are creating a new week. There's the week of the world, where the whole world is fearing their own week, which starts on Sunday or whenever, or Shabbat, yeah? We are making our own week, which might start on a Tuesday, whatever day the Sfira is, we're making our own weeks. And then, once we have seven of those weeks, we have a Shavuos. So the idea is over here, with what we're saying, the Pshat is like this. The weeks that we are creating the week, which is the week when a person works, we're realizing that our parnasa all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all based on the Oimer. Our week is not made up like a goy's week that he goes himself and he goes to work. Our week, our seven, 6 days of working and 1 day of resting are based upon understanding that it all comes from the Oimer, all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving each person his own zach. Our week is different to a goy's week. And once we have seven, once it's knocked into us seven times, then we are ready to do Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah is also when we realize that in our own daily lives, in our own lives, we need to live life a bit different to a goy's life. In our own lives, yeah, not in a lofty level like what Sukkot is, but in our own daily lives, our own parnosa, we realize that our parnosa is different to a goy's parnosa. And therefore, so too, we need a different life. We need a life to realize it's not the main purpose, just to eat and to drink for tomorrow we die. Rather, our life has got a different purpose. It's all a build-up to Elam Abba. We need to have a book of laws. We need to have Torah. And that's why the outcome of living a life of a Omer, the outcome of that is Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah is a kol boim de b'inan amidochem. And it's a beautiful kliyokol that says that Shavuos is a very unique korban, the korban of the Shtei Alechem, that it's chometz. The kliyokol brings out, it's chometz. Why is it chometz? Normally, chometz is an issue to be makriv chometz. Kol se'or v'chol zvash, lo yisakriv, you can't be makriv chometz. But Shtei Alechem will bring chometz. And the ikar korban, it's not like a korban toido that you bring a little bit of chometz on the side. You bring an animal, you bring a, here the ikar korban is the Shtei Alechem, and with it you bring kvosim. The ikar zach is the Shtei Alechem. You know, you don't put it on a mizbeach, but the ikar korban is a tnufa, yom ha-tnufa of the Shtei Alechem. So he says, how come it's chometz? So says the Kli Yoko, that chometz is a remnant to the Yetzer Hara. That's why Taka, you can't be makriv chometz normally. On Shavuos, he says that Shavuos, we received the Torah. Why did we receive the Torah? And Moshe went up to Shemaim, and the Malachim said, we want the Torah, why should you get the Torah? And Moshe told them, do you have a Yetzer Hara? The Torah needs to tell you, like, signal. Torah is made connected to the Yetzer Hara. That's what Torah is. Baros Yetzer Hara, Baros Yetzer Hara Tavni. Torah is telling us in our own daily lives, so we are challenged with Yetzer Hara, we are challenged with all our challenges. There comes Torah. That's what Torah is. So therefore, from the Oymer, from living our daily lives in an Oymerdik way, the outcome of that is that we are growing towards creating our own week, and the outcome of that is receiving the Torah and understanding that we need the Torah, Pasha, to guide us in our lives. And I call Moedim, the Be'atzeres Boi Lochem, because we are involved in it. That's what Shavuos is. Let me just end off with a short vote back to the Parsha. Back to the beginning. The beginning of the parsha says when we speak about the koyen, there's a pasuk that says v'kidashtoi ki eslechem elokecha hu makriv kodesh yeloch ki kodesh ani Hashem mekadishchem. So it says two dinim. Kodesh yeloch teaches us, as she says, kodesh yeloch nog boy kedusha liftoyach rishen b'chol dovor ulevor rishen b'seudo. The fact that we always mechaber the koyen to go first, yeah, in benching and in aliyas, it comes from this pasuk kodesh yeloch, not from the kiddushin. Everyone says the kiddushin. It really comes from kodesh yeloch. He should be holy to you. You should be mekadoshim. What's the first part? The kiddushin. Now she says the kiddushin al kochoy. That if he has a wife who is a grusha, let's say he married a divorcee or a chalolo, you have to force him to divorce her. That's what Vekidashti. Vekidashti means force him. And Kodesh Yeloch is Bimuchav Din. So Lichur, it's two separate things. Yeah? Vekidashti is one din, and Kodesh Yeloch is a separate din. But I once heard the vote that Fakir, the Pasuk puts the two together. It's telling us a lesson. That if we are coming now to the Koya now, he's Nebuch married to this woman, and we tell him, no, you've got responsibilities. You're a Koya, and you've got a divorcer. So he might not agree so easily. He said, "Well, I don't want these responsibilities." So at the same time as you're telling him you've got to act with your responsibilities, we are telling him you've got rights as well. With these responsibilities come rights. Kodesh Yeloch, we are bringing him up. I mean, it's always when you come with tainas on someone, be careful at the same time to tell him it's fakir. You're on a higher level. You are the one who always comes first. You're on a higher level. Pasnisht. It's a pasnisht. I heard there was a little story. There was once a yid that I saw, he was nifter already, that he learned in yeshivas Chevron, not in Chevron, in Chevron, but in Chevron Geula, yeah, when the yeshiva moved from the town of Chevron to Yerushalayim. So he says he remembers this once, that they were in a dining room, and they were having a meal, and Reb Chatzkel Sarner came, and he saw them eating. And he saw that he was a whole mess. He saw that he wasn't happy. You know, everyone was going and grabbing and eating. And especially Slobotka was a, you know, you got to behave in Gadlus Adam. And he wasn't happy with the whole matzah there. That was, you know, sometimes it isn't enough for everyone, so you got to make sure that you have for yourself. It was a balagan. So he watched Reb Chatzkel. He saw Reb Chatzkel would tell. Reb Chatzkel didn't say anything. So the next day, they get new tables. Next day, new tables arrive to the dining room. And then the next day, they get new cutlery and tablecloth. And then the next day, things like that. And slowly, they get new curtains. Becomes the whole thing. And then one day, they bring in a table to the front, a table for the Anhola. And all the Anhola come in. Ulda and Hola, I think it was with Moshe and Mordechai Epshtei, Ulda and Hola come in, and Rav Chatzka comes in, and he says, I want to give a shmooze. And he gave them a shmooze about Gadlus Odom, about Man Malchi Rabbonon. Man Malchi Rabbonon, he says, you Yeshiva Bochrim, you're the kings. You've got to behave like a king. So what he said is, he saw that, you know, Rav Chatzka didn't come right away and give them shmooze. First, he set them up, put the table, he made it Malchus Dik, with the curtains, with the tablecloth. And now he could come, and now he can demand of them, with your rights, you have responsibilities. First, you have rights. So we suppose us to know, especially in Chinuch, a person should know, teach the child that fakir, it's not just responsibilities, you've got to behave like this and like this, fakir, it comes with rights. You got certain schusim. You're the oldest, you got certain schusim. And with that, I'm demanding of you to act responsibly. Ashikoya, the Shabbos. I'm going to go to the hospital.